well aware that we were commissioned by Geological Survey of Ireland. They run a large research project, a €500,000 research project that was funded by Department of Housing, Local Heritage, Local Government and Heritage. So this is effectively government-funded research, and we were commissioned to look at defective concrete block homes in Donegal. And we've looked at the outer leaf, inner leaf, rising blocks, and also for the first time, the foundation concrete, the strip foundation, which hasn't been looked at before. And we have found direct evidence that the primary mechanism of failure is a process known as internal sulfate attack, which is caused by pyrotite. It's happening on the inner walls, outer walls, rising blocks, and there's also the beginning phase of that with sulfur being released in the strip foundation. So that's the first time we now know that basically all concrete units in the house are at risk of failure and failing quite badly, particularly in the outer leaf.
It would seemingly then make no sense to rebuild a house on top of these foundations because over time, and that's yet to be determined, they are likely to fail.
Yeah, well, it's clear that the problem is sulfur that's being released from pyrotite, which is turns into sulfuric acid and starts chemical reactions in the concrete. And then the foundations that we've looked at on this research project, we have found clear evidence that pyrotite is at the early stage of oxidizing, which is releasing the sulfur. And once you've got the sulfur released into the cement and the concrete, then you've got the potential there for internal sulfate attack to progress. It's going to progress at a slower rate for different reasons. There are different conditions that will dictate whether it happens at a faster or slower rate.
Hold on.